All right, I recently got to sit down with John Taffer of TV series Bar Rescue. The new season is currently streaming on Paramount Plus. You can watch seasons 1 through 7 on Pluto TV. John's a really good guy, but let me tell you a little bit about him and the show. He's a veteran nightlife expert on a mission to save bars on the brink of shutting down. Now, bringing over 30 years of hands-on experience, he empowers bar owners to eliminate health hazards, shoddy staff, and bad branding to turn failing bars into profitable businesses. Here's a sneak peek of John at work, and then my conversation with Bar Rescue's John Taffer. John, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Dave. Good to be with you, buddy.
You know, I want to go back to the very beginning because it was, you were one of six people inducted into the Nightclub Hall of Fame. So it all started there at the Troubadour in the 70s. How did you get into the business?
You know, I was in college in Denver taking political science classes. I'm glad I didn't go into that business these days. And I started tending bar in college. And I really fell in love with it. And I wound up moving to New York, getting a bartending job after college. Then I went to Los Angeles, worked in Barney's Beanery and the Troubadour, two very, very famous places. And I had a knack for working in famous places. I also ran Grossinger's, a famous resort in the Catskill Mountains. So I was lucky. I worked at places that really taught me well.
Did you study anthropology at some point, too?
I did. That was my minor. It was cultural anthropology, which is the study of primates. And I use that science in my work in bars because, you know, we are sometimes the way we react to things is very primal. Right? The way you react to music, the way we react to each other. So if I can attach my restaurants to your primal instincts, Dave, I gotcha.
I got it. Well, I will tell you, I love Bar Rescue. My family loves Bar Rescue. But, you know, at the time that you're doing that, it's so intense, every part of it. And it almost, you know that they're on their last leg before they call you. And, you know, how did you move your consulting business into this television series?
Well, I was giving a speech at a convention similar to this one, and somebody came up to me and said, you should be on TV. That's how it happened. So I wrote something up. It was originally called On the Rocks. And I sent it to a bunch of companies, and son of a gun, one of them picked it up. And then the Spike Network originally picked it up, which is now Paramount Network. It's been 12 years, over 240 episodes, and we're going strong.
You know, the show itself, like, what have you noticed about yourself that has changed over the years? Like, what have you learned, I guess, by doing this on television?
You know, I've learned how impactful being direct can be. Now, you got to pick your moments, of course. But, you know, when people call me, Dave, they're on their last leg. They're out of money. They're in their parents' basement. They're losing everything. They have enough money to make it 2 more weeks. I see it as a powerful mission to save their lives. If I have to use some unorthodox approaches to get there, I will. Because it's all for them in the end.
It is all for them. I'm a small business owner, and what I notice is a lot of excuses, taking no responsibility for why their business is the way it is. And you walk into these places, the food quality is horrible. They're not paying attention to the customer. They're pouring more drinks. They're giving away drinks. It's margin just going down the toilet.
It is, and it frustrates the heck out of me. The business isn't that hard, but you have to have some discipline. And I tell them, look, if you got in the business to be social, you should have done it in your basement. Yeah. Would have saved you an awful lot of money. But it's very frustrating for them, and I teach them, and about 70% of them do well when we leave.
How many submissions do you get every single year?
About 3,000, sometimes a little more. I'm guessing post-pandemic, this season, I think it's running a little more. And we start shooting again in August. And we'll try to get in about 40 this year if we can.
Pandemic, you're talking about post-pandemic right now. So there's a lot of restaurants that did disappear from the planet. And a lot of it was not finding people and just the activity in the restaurant, or they weren't motivated to stay alive. What do you see the biggest reason was a lot of these restaurants did survive?
Well, the ones that survived were nimble. They put in to-go packages, right, curbside delivery, set up podiums outside so they were organized when people picked things up. They put together family meals for four, and they were nimble, and they reacted. You can't let the circumstance take you down. You got to let whatever the circumstance is, you got to rise to it. Don't let it beat you. You got to beat it. And those were the restaurants that did.
I have friends that own a restaurant here in town called Club Lago, and they always say, we're third generation, and we haven't screwed it up yet. Is that typically the area, or is it first restaurant is a tough
tough one, second one is better? How does that usually work?
Well, the first one, if they're rookies, they tend to fail statistically. But the second time, they do a lot better because they learn from their mistakes. But, yeah, third generation, that's to be proud of.
Okay, that's very good. Where does that fire come from? Growing up, like, was it a parent? Was it somebody that was a mentor to you in the business?
I had some mentors. My uncle was, and my grandfather were big mentors to me. They were both very successful marketers. But you know, I just think the mission of saving this person is so important that I rise to a different level. And when I look in their eyes, there's no TV cameras. All that disappears. It's me and them. And I have to come through for them. That's how I look at it.
What motivates you more when you're in that situation? Like, what really gets that fire going in your belly when you're talking to a business owner? Because they want your help? Because you have to, it's almost like having an addiction. You need to want to help yourself. And I think that's a big part of this whole thing.
It is. And a lot of them aren't there yet when I get there. So you know, it's interesting. When I think about how I impact them the most, when I get hugged, my microphones are on our chest. You don't hear what we say to each other. They say things to me like, John, you saved my life. I'm talking to my son again. My marriage is better, blah, blah, blah. When they say those things, it inspires me to be tougher next week. But let me put it to you this way. At the end of each episode, I get a check and I get a hug. The hug means more these days.
Now, I will tell you, do you ever walk away from a restaurant or a bar and you're looking in their eyes and you kind of know they haven't bought into it and they're just not going to make it?
Every single time. You know, when it works, their posture changes. They walk more energetic. I can see it in their face. They sort of light up. So when it doesn't happen, you know it too.
I want to ask you about the NFL Sunday Ticket. It was almost 30 years ago. Yeah. That was, you're behind that, aren't you?
I was.
And now it's going to YouTube.
Now it's going to YouTube. Big shift. Yeah. And it's going to be a massive impact upon YouTube. It's going to obviously change their trajectory.
Let's talk a little bit about Shift4. I know they're a leader in integrated payments, commerce technology that you're introducing to restaurants, but you've got this SkyTab Rescue Mission Contest. Let's talk about that.
So what we're doing is we wanted to pick two restaurants. You know, the restaurant industry is booming right now. We're doing great. But post-pandemic, people are still in debt and they're still struggling and systems and all that. So a lot of people couldn't afford to put systems in and things the past couple of years. So we're picking two restaurants. We're giving them $20,000 each and a complete technology package. Front of the house, back of the house, office systems, everything. And then I'm going to consult to them and help them with their new technology and a few bucks in a bank to get them on their feet and going.
And what's the website if you're a restaurant interested in participating in this contest?
Shift4.com/rescue mission.
John Taffer, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Dave.
John Taffer of Bar Rescue. New season streaming now on Paramount+. All right, news is next here on 720 WGN.